This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
April 16th, pandemic.news update. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. I've got a suggestion. You know, the government wants to monitor our blood and look at whether we have antibodies and probably everything else that's in our blood or not, maybe even scan our genes. So I've got a suggestion. If the government says that they have to be able to see our blood before we're allowed to board an airplane or go back to work, I think we should monitor the blood of all our elected representatives before they're allowed to go back to work and run government. I think we should have mandatory blood tests of every senator, every mayor, every governor, every president, every city council member, every house member, all across the country at the state level and the federal level, and post those results publicly for the voters to see. I want to have screens for recreational drug use, for pharmaceutical use. I want to know every drug that these people are on, and I want to see biomarkers for dementia and Alzheimer's and diabetes and cancer and heart disease and all of that, because these people are running the country, and yet they claim the right to peer into your blood before you're allowed to get on a Greyhound bus or an Amtrak train or even leave your own home. Okay, then let's have it go both ways. You want to see our blood? We want to see your blood. So guess what? I tell you what, I will obey the blood monitoring program if every elected representative in the country also is mandatory tested with published results of all the things I just mentioned. Let's see their blood if they want to see our blood. Because why is it that senators can be cocaine abusers? Why is it that we have senators who are on Alzheimer's drugs and a Supreme Court justice that's taking chemotherapy, which causes brain damage, by the way? Why do we have supposed leaders who are using and abusing substances? Some of them are alcoholics. Some of them are cocaine addicts. Some might be using heroin for all we know, but a whole lot of them are on mind-altering pharmaceuticals, antidepressants, diabetes drugs, heart drugs, what have you. Many of these have psychiatric side effects. Shouldn't we know what's in their blood? Because after all, they're steering the entire nation. They're steering the nation. That's got to be a bigger risk than one individual walking into a football stadium or getting on an airplane. We're talking about people who run the country. We should know what's in their blood. You want to have a blood purity test for this nation? Fine. Make it apply to them first. But of course, that will never happen, will it? No. You see, the people in charge, the criminals and crooks and fraudsters and con artists who are United States senators and lawmakers in the House and so on, oh, you're not supposed to look into their finances or their behind-the-scenes deals and bribery and payoffs and payola, you know, the Hunter Biden deals. For example, the secret money exchanging hands, international arms deals, all of these things, the Clinton Foundation. And it's not just on the Democrat side, it's Republicans too. But you're never supposed to see all those secret details. No, they get to keep their secrets, but they want to peer into your life, and they're using the coronavirus as the means to do that, to say, oh, you have to surrender your biological privacy to the government. The government's going to track you, but you don't get to see what's in the blood of the people sitting in the Senate, people who are making decisions that rule over your life in profound ways that affect you, that take away your liberty in many cases. And I got to tell you, it's those people who are the most brain damaged. It's those people who are in the worst health of any population group across the country. I mean, Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is anymore. I'm not sure he recognizes the people around him. And he's the Democrat nominee. And I don't know what's wrong with Trump lately, but he looks like he's on like zombie pills or something too. There's a lot of strange stuff going on with the mental state of our leaders right now. Don't we have a right to know if we're going to have all this blood transparency? I want to know if our elected representatives are living on junk food. Because, you know, junk food alters brain function. Makes you stupid. It does. Whereas good nutrition protects neurology and makes you more intelligent, leads to better decisions. You know, if the people making these decisions in Washington are living on junk food, then aren't they making junk decisions because they have junk blood? See, the junk food makes the junk blood because the blood is made off whatever you've just eaten. So they eat junk food, they get junk blood, and it ends up being, you know, junk neurology, bad brain function, and they make junk decisions that affect all of us. Horrible decisions, bad outcomes for the entire nation. But they're going to spy on you. They get to peer into your blood profile and your genetics and your healthcare records. And there's nothing you can do about it, because just as the deep state spied on the Trump campaign officials in 2015, 2016, 2017, they want to spy on you. They want to spy on you. They want to put a sensor in your toilet so that when you urinate, your urine's being tested and all that data are uploaded to the government so they can monitor what you're peeing out in your toilet. It's going to be like a Mark of the Beast toilet system. What would you call that? Like a porcelain Mark of the Beast or something. You pee in it, the government gets the data. That's coming. Even worse, they're going to want to put a sensor embedded under your skin that monitors and tests your blood every second of every day and uploads that data to the government, looking for blood sugar and minerals and drugs and molecules and, of course, antibodies, special proteins that will determine your rights to board a bus or fly in an airplane or walk down a street or get a job or have children one day. That's what this is going to be used for, to determine your reproductive rights. And if you don't have the right blood, the right composition, you won't be allowed to exist in society. You won't be allowed to have children. Because what they really want to do is have one of these devices under your skin that if your blood isn't the right kind of blood, then it releases infertility chemicals. That's right. Embedded birth control. It's been around for decades. Remember in, what was it, the 1980s, 1990s, they would pay poor black women to have birth control modules embedded under their skin? They'd pay them like $500 to make sure they wouldn't have children. Remember that? Maybe you're not old enough to remember that. I guess depends on the age group of who's listening, but that was a real thing. Now they don't even offer to pay people. They just make you infertile through vaccines, flu shots. And now they're no longer just targeting black people. They've been doing that for a long time, but now they've expanded it. They just pretty much want to kill everybody at this point. Everybody who's not one of the political elite. So they want to kill black people. They want to kill white people. They want to kill, you know, Asian people. They want to kill everybody. There's no ethnic group that is now safe from the depopulation agenda of the globalists. So it won't be long before you have to pass a blood purity test. That's right, a blood purity test. And of course, in that test, they could put all kinds of things, markers for your ethnicity, your race, maybe there are markers for IQ or something like that, markers for cancer. Maybe you have pre-cancer. They can detect that in the blood, and then they deny you the right to have babies because they say you're pre-cancer. Or maybe they just monitor your social media page and they find that you've spoken out against government surveillance. And so they just decide that, well, you don't have the right attitude to be allowed to reproduce or to be allowed to have a job or to be allowed to open a bank account. So they're going to have basically a, not just a social media score, but a biopatriot score. You know, you're going to have a score assigned to what's in your blood. And with that score, maybe combined with your social media score, they can then decide whether you are allowed to participate in society. And again, the very people running these things and voting these laws into existence, the senators, the Congress people, and so on, they will be subject to no such restrictions. They will be subject to no scanning. They will get all the bailout money. They will have all the insider trading deals. They will get the clean vaccines while you get the contaminated infertility vaccines. They will have high-class healthcare, and you will have to wait in line at a death trap hospital that's barely functioning. They, the elite, they will loot your pockets. They will print money, steal from you while they bail out their friends in New York and Washington and Connecticut and Virginia. All up and down the East Coast, they'll bail out their friends while stealing from you the productivity of your labor, confiscating wealth from you, leaving you homeless and destitute and probably starving to death, while they pay themselves and protect themselves with secrecy. That's why I've said this is a fourth turning kind of moment. This is a time of revolution. If we, the people, don't rise up against this, we will be enslaved by it, and they will turn our blood against us. They will literally use our blood to enslave us. They will screen our blood and use that data to lock us down. Because remember, they can always say, well, you have an infectious disease. And if you have an infectious disease, they can quarantine you. They can arrest you. They can throw you in a prison camp, a FEMA camp. Just call it a quarantine camp. And if they're monitoring your blood, they can always claim they found something that's a virus somewhere, because there's viruses in all our blood all the time. In healthy people, the viruses are suppressed, and most viruses are harmless anyway. But in unhealthy people, the virus can get out of control, like, you know, hepatitis C, for example. A lot of people carry hepatitis. They never express it until their immune systems get weak or their liver gets weak, and then they express hep C. But if they're monitoring your blood, they can say, well, you have hep C. You can't be allowed to go to work. And they can select you based on what you posted on social media. So this is a very, very dangerous time for humanity if we agree to surrender to this medical tyranny, this Biopatriot Act, Orwellian, dystopian, sci-fi future of total oppression, Brave New World, you know, combined with Animal Farm and The Matrix and 1984, all the horrific movie themes that you can imagine all rolled into one called the Coronavirus Bioprotection Act, or whatever they want to call it. It's basically a slave system, and you will be a slave. You will live as a slave. You'll die as a slave unless you resist this now. And how do we resist it? Well, we're going to have to challenge the quarantines. We're going to have to raise our voices. We're going to have to demand privacy for our blood. We're going to have to assert ownership over our own bodies. We're going to have to fight against the vaccine mandates, and we may have to invoke our right of self-defense, since dangerous vaccines forced upon you are nothing less than an assault with a deadly weapon, and every human being has a right to self-defense against that deadly weapon. Just because the government is assaulting you with a deadly weapon doesn't mean that you have no right to defend yourself against it. Just because the government passes an unconstitutional law that says they own your blood doesn't mean that you have to submit to being scanned and poked and prodded and surveilled and violated, which is what they really want to do, to make you infertile and eventually kill you, to get you off of their radar. They have no use for you. The post-human era is soon upon us. You will be replaced with an automated system. That's why they want to get rid of you. And coronavirus is giving them all the excuses they need to roll this out. So will you stand by and be exterminated? Or will you rise up against this system and demand human dignity and human freedom? That is the question of our time. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Stay informed. Keep checking pandemic.news. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com slash Prep with Mike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.